Now, the European Central Bank has been holding its monthly meeting on interest rates. Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy, is here. David, what have they decided?
So they've decided to cut rates by a quarter of one percentage point. So that had been widely anticipated. It's mainly because inflation is coming down in the Eurozone. And in their statement, they say that the European Central Bank says that inflation will settle around its target of around 2%. But there's some interesting stuff in the statement beyond inflation and beyond what we expected, and it really relates to the trade war. So it says that the outlook for growth has deteriorated due to trade tensions. It says there's increased uncertainty, and that's going to reduce the confidence among households and companies. And there's also been a volatile response in the markets, and it's going to they say that they will see more of these trade tensions, and they're likely to have an impact on financing conditions. So basically they're saying they're worried, and they're saying they're worried about the effect of all of this on the economy in the Eurozone.
So we've had six cuts now, but as you were saying there, courtesy of Donald Trump, the economic environment is becoming more and more turbulent. Does this mean that we shouldn't expect any further cuts in the near future?
So this is now really tricky to predict, because in one way you could see prices coming down more. For instance, we've seen the price of oil falling from around $80 a barrel to $66 a barrel, and that makes things cheaper to a certain extent. However, if there is a full-blown trade war where the EU puts tariffs on US goods as a reciprocal move, that could result in the price of goods from the US going up, and that could lead to inflation. And then you've got the factor of the currencies moving around. We've already seen the dollar fall in value against the euro, so that would have an impact too. So this is why I think they're referring to uncertainty in the statement from the European Central Bank today, because it's very difficult to predict, and it also depends on the outcome of these negotiations, which are happening over a 90-day window.
Going back to today's cut, what will it mean for borrowers?
So immediately it means for tracker mortgage holders a €13 per month reduction for every €100,000 borrowed. As you mentioned, we've had six cuts already, so it's a cumulative benefit. I think it results in downward pressure in terms of interest rates on other loans, but we've got to remember as well that also affects savers. They're getting reduced returns. There were some interesting figures from the central bank last week showing that despite the cuts, mortgage holders in Ireland are paying about 0.5% more on new mortgages than the average across the Eurozone.
All right, so mortgages are still more expensive here than they are in many countries.
Exactly, yeah.
David, thank you very much. David Murphy there, our economics editor.